Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Want to go live right now? Oh, do you want to play the music?
But first,
Eric's looking at me. At 8:13 on Wisconsin's Morning News, want to go live to Paris, France. Opening ceremonies for the Olympic Games tomorrow. And we're connecting with some folks from Mequon who are there right now. Russell Craze is with us this morning. Hear me okay, Russell?
Yeah, I can hear you. I forget that it's morning there.
I don't know why I felt the need to shout just now. We have a phone connection. But you're all the way over in Europe. So tell me what y'all are doing there.
Well, we tried to stop at a little bakery and have a little croissant and sit in the park, but the street cleaners were spraying water right where we tried to sit. And as we were trying to decide if we should move or not, they just full-on sprayed some lady on the bench. So they're full-on prepping for the Olympics, cleaning the city, sweeping the streets. It's, everybody is pretty excited here.
So what is this trip about? Is this like a bucket list trip? You're going to go to the opening ceremony, see some of the events. Tell us about the motivation for being there this week.
Sure. Well, my wife, Megan, she has always loved the Olympics. And when she saw that they were going to be in Paris, and she had a chance to register pretty early for the lottery to buy tickets early on, and she won the chance to purchase tickets. And so she looked at me and said, I think we have to do this. So here we are. That was about a year and a half ago. So it has felt like a long time from now for over a year, but it's here now. Here we are in France.
So you got the opening ceremonies you're going to. Are you going to any other events?
Yeah, we have tickets to 7 different events. Some we are more familiar with than others. Megan and I were trying to figure out, what do you call a goal in rugby? How do you score in handball? So we'll be learning some, but we have a couple matches to football. And we're going to swimming and tennis. So we'll have a pretty full slate in Paris. And then in a little more than a week, we're going to take a train to Marseille and we'll see some more soccer.
And so is it all Olympics, Russell? I mean, you are there in the City of Lights, right? And there's a lot to do and see.
Is there a lot to do, though, like during the Olympics?
Well, that's an interesting question. Is, like, other stuff open, or are they kind of locked down?
Oh, my gosh. When we got here, everything has been geared towards the Olympics. There are 3 separate apps that all, like, talk to each other and are really super helpful in getting around and getting to stuff. And it just they have done an incredible job making the whole city ready for this. It's all open, as far as I can tell, so far. And I'm sure we'll have a couple opportunities to get some good food. We have a walking tour scheduled, but most of the activities for us here are centered around the games.
So we heard that part of the opening ceremonies is like outside on the River Seine, and there's boats with athletes on it. Where are you guys seated?
So there's a full parade of boats coming down the Seine. They literally are floats, so like a parade. So they will end at the stadium. We're not going into the stadium for the actual, like, marching in of the athletes, but we'll probably find a spot along the Seine River as we watch all the different countries come by with their athletes on their floats.
Talking with Russell Craze, he's from Mequon. He and his wife are there in Paris, France right now. He's live with us just ahead of the Olympic Games.
Is there security everywhere? Like around here for the RNC in Milwaukee, there are barricades up. There was security. It was hard to get around. What are you seeing?
So we got here to Paris this morning. It was about 9:30 when we landed. And so after the jet lag realization set in that we're going to be tired. We've made it straight from the airport to we're staying at an Airbnb. So we haven't even been down to where the events are spread throughout the city. As we took the train, the metro trains had all of the marks, like all of the, all of the competition sites. They were all marked at which stop you should get off at, and it links directly to the in your app. It tells you like where what train to take and what stop to get off at. So it's spread pretty far across the city. So I expect there will be a lot more security when we're at official Olympic events. But just out and about, it looks like a pretty normal city. Pretty well, exciting here.
Say hey to Giannis and to LeBron James if you see them.
I wore my Bucks pullover on the plane, so I ran into him. I could at least give a hometown shout-out.
You know what, man? I was going to ask you, last thing for you here, and I'll let you get back to the trip of a lifetime here, Russell. How crazy American are y'all going to be? Like, are you Stars and Stripes every day, go USA, or are you just there to chill?
Well, I wore green and blue on the plane, and my wife's disapproving glare as I came down to the van was evident because she has implemented a strict red, white, and blue dress code for the entire time. So she has a very beautiful red and white striped dress and her a little blue bracelet. So definitely we're cheering for the USA, and she for sure is representing. And I have a few things too, so it'll be obvious who we're cheering for.
Well, phenomenal. I hope it is truly the trip of a lifetime. Really appreciate you spending some time with us this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News. Send pictures. Love to put them up on the website.
Sure thing. All right. Thanks, Vince.
All right. Take care, man. That's Russell Craze. He and his wife there, as you heard, in Paris, France, live with us on Wisconsin's
Fantastic.
Morning News today. How's that for a live shot, Ian?
There you go. All nined up with the USA colors.
I like
that.
That'll
be great.
What did he say? Strict RWB policy for the dress code. USA. USA. Okay.
I keep it up for a little bit.
The show goes only till 9.